Daf Samach Beis. So we got to the last line of Samach Alfam Beis. That's a decently sized Gemara today. Interesting Gemara. So Gemara says Hatamidim Yotin LaTalmud Dechule. So the Talmud could go learn in the Beis Medrash without any rishus up until 30 days. The Mishnah said. So Gemara says Brishus Kama with permission. How long? Kama Dabai. However much his wife lets him, he could go as long as he wants. Asks Gemara on the top of Samach Beis. Orcha de Milsa Kama. What's considered normal? What's considered expected? So Rashi explains Orcha de Milsa Derech Eretz. What's considered Derech Eretz? He shouldn't be considered sinning. Even if he convinces her to give her more, that's not considered normal. What's a derech eretz? What's considered proper time that a person's allowed to and should go to the Beis Medrash to learn? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, chodesh kan v'chodesh v'bayis. A month in the Beis Medrash and a month in the house. It should alternate every other month. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk lechol dvar ha-machlokos haba vayotes chodesh b'chodesh lechol chad she'ashanim. That's referring to those different security guards that would have, David HaMelech would watch them. So every month they'd be in the Mishra, and then they'd be home for 11 months. There's a long Rashi to explain the drush here, so shouldn't this imply only 1 month every year? Should they be able to go to the Beis Medrash? And Rashi points out that there's an extra word here, an extra word chodesh, to make an extra drasha, that although by the shomrim they only watch 1 month every 12, so here they, every other month you'd be allowed to go learn the Beis Medrash and go back home the alternate months. Comes along now Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chodesh kan ushtayim beis. He felt, no, a month in the Beis Medrash, then 2 months should be spent in the house. Shenemar says in the pasuk, and the Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk exactly, just drawing out words from the pasuk. It says, chodesh yihu v'levanon ushtayim chadashim bebeiso. So 1 month in Levanon, which is referring to just, really collecting wood from the forest, but a reference to the Beis Medrash, and then 2 months in the beiso in the house. So Rav Nami, my time alo Amar, why didn't Rav? Rav was the one who learned one month at a time. Why did he not learn like Rabbi Yochanan? Shiny binyan beis hamikdash de'efshar de'achem. Because that was referring to participating in the beis hamikdash, rather building the beis hamikdash. So 1 month constructing the beis hamikdash and 2 months back at home. So don't bring me right to the beis hamikdash, because beis hamikdash is a chiv on each person to learn on his own. When it comes to beis hamikdash, you have the whole tzibur chipping in. So once every 3 months is sufficient for helping the beis hamikdash. But when it comes to your own personal learning, it should be every other month whereby a person should be learning. Ask the Gemara now, Rabbi Yochanan, who learned from the Beis Hamikdash one every two, why did he not learn my time lo amar me'ahi from the pasuk of Rav that was one every other month? So shiny hosam d'islay harvacha, there was different. They had harvacha. They had the house of the David. There's plenty of money, plenty of parnasa, so they're able to go once every month. But maybe a regular person did not have that wherewithal to do that. So you can't bring riots from those who worked in the base in the king's palace. It was a very different story there than to the regular person. So Gemara then says, "I'm a Rav." Anocha shoveres chatzi gufo sha'adam. When a person lets out a big sigh, it breaks half his body. It weakens a person somehow. Shenemar says va'ata ben adama he'anach b'shivron masnaim uvimrios te'anach. When a person sighs, it breaks his half body. Masnaim is like his hips. Half his body is broken, is weakened from doing that. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af kol gufo sha'adam. No, a person's entire body is somehow broken and weakened from a sigh. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'haya ki yomru elecha, amata nenach, why are you letting out a sigh? V'amarta el shmua kiva, I heard about the news, the Beis Mikdash was destroyed. V'nameis kol lev, his whole heart melted. V'ruffel kriyadayim, his hands were weakened. V'chiyasu karuach, and his whole spirit was dimmed. V'chol birkaim tilachna, and he had to walk on his knees from the weakness. Mayim, like water, goes on the crawls on the ground. So it sounded like his entire body was weakened from a sigh. Rabbi Yochanan Nami Haksib Shivron Masnaim. So what about the previous pasuk that says only half the body up until the hips were broken, not the entire body? Hahi Dechi Maschala Mi Masnaim Maschala. When the weakness begins, it's from the hips, but then it expands, spreads throughout the entire body. Rav Nami Haksib V'Nameis Kol Lev V'Rafu Kol Yodayim V'Chiyasu Charuach. Why didn't Rav learn that the entire body is broken from a sigh, like Rabbi Yochanan learned? It says Shiny Shmuel the Beis Hamikdash D'Takif Atuva. No. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, a person's entire body is broken down. In general, when a person lets out a sigh, that's only half the body, but don't bring me rise to the Beis Hamikdash where that the magnitude of the pain is so great. So Gemara then says, Ahu Yisrael v'Ovid Kochavim d'Hava Kozli Bo'orcha v'Hadeh Hadadeh. Once a Jew and a non-Jew were going traveling together, Lo imtse Ovid Kochavim l'Sagui v'Hadeh. The Jew was walking so fast, the non-Jew couldn't catch up to them. So Lo l'Sagui v'Hadeh Yisrael. Adkare. So the guy figured, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mention the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Churban Beis HaMikdash, and maybe he'll slow down. It's going to give him such pain. So Adkare, Churban Beis HaMikdash, he mentioned the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and Nogida Visnachech, he kind of let out a big sigh and was weak in them, but still nonetheless, Afil Hachi, Lo Imtei Ovi Kacham L'Skui Bahadeh, he still couldn't catch up. The Jew was very, very fast. So it did slow him down a bit, hearing about the Beis HaMikdash destruction, but it wasn't good enough. So Amrile, the guy says to him, "Lav Amrisa na nachal shaveres chatzi gufa shaldam." Don't you have a statement? He's a very learned guy that when a person lets out a sigh, his whole half the body is broken. So how are you still running so fast? So Amrile, "Honey, mili b'milsa chadasi." It's true when there's like something new I didn't know before. Aval ha, the base mikdash destruction. Shanabed, that's already old. I'm already used to it. I'm accustomed to it. It doesn't really shake me up so much anymore. Lo, dami inchi, the malfei tichle. If a woman's used to, like, I don't know, yelling at the house, lo base, it doesn't leave a mark. Meaning they're used to whatever the type of experience takes on place. A woman's always yelling at the parents, yelling at the children. You're already accustomed to it. It doesn't shake you up anymore. Here's well, the base mikdash has been around, been destroyed for so many years. I'm not shaken up by hearing the news of its destruction. So the Gemara then says, back to the Mishnah. Hatayalim b'chal yom. So a tayal, which you have to define what a tayal is, his ona is every single day. So my tayalim, what exactly is tayalim? Amarava b'nei pirki. People who go to Beis HaMikdash to learn early mornings and come back late at nights, their ona was chal yom. The Gemara says, really, is that true? They get home so late, there was no time for ona b'chal yom. Amle Abaye, Mandech Sibahu, who's it said about the following pasuk? Shav lachem mashkime kum, those who wake up early, me'achre shevets, who come back late at night, ochle lechem ha'tav, they eat the bread in sadness, meaning they don't eat much, lidido shena, ken yitain lidido shena, so that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them the ability to sleep, when great honor, meaning they really maximize their day, early mornings, late nights, and they don't eat much food. Amr Rabbi Yitzhak, this is referring to Eilu Nishoseim Shal Tamidei Chachamim Shemenadido Sheina Meinem Ba'om Hazeh, that they take away sleep from their eyes, they're working so hard with the children because the husbands are out of the house learning. Ubas L'chaim Olam Haba, this is they're going to be Zochet Olam Haba. That Amr is B'nei Pirki, meaning the husbands aren't home for Ona B'chol Yom. So that can't be the definition of Tayalim. So Gemara says, Ela Amr Abai is referring to Kedrav Dam Drav Dam Rav Kagon Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, who was a Malamitin, because he was a Rebbe, and the Achal Midideh, he ate from his own food, the Shas Midideh, he drank from his own, the Gane Betulo Daptanya, he sat in the shade of the house, and Rashi says, Tayalim is Lashon of Tzel, rather Tosa says, Tayalim is Lashon of Tail, Tail is Tzel in Aramaic. He sits in the comfort of his own home, meaning a Malamitin, because a Rebbe is not on the base medrash all day long, he teaches and comes back home, Lochalif, and since he lives in a very humble way, the kings don't come collecting taxes from him. He lives a very peaceful life, so he has a job. It's not a long job. He comes home, has dinner with his family every single night. That's what Tayalim referred to, B'chol Yom. Kios Rabin, where Rabin came, Amar, he says, you know who Tayalim are? Kagon Mifanke de Marava. Those very particular people from Eretz Israel in the West, that's what Tayalim referred to. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains to Tayalim, it's Rashi in the Mefanki to Marava, around 10 narrow lines up, the Mefanki Marava, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Mu'nogim B'mayichel V'misha, they enjoy food and delicacies and drinks, L'chachem B'riyam, they're very healthy and strong, Bali Koach L'tashmish, so that's what Tayalim referred to, that the Ona is V'chol Yom V'yom. So Rabbi Abo, Havikai Bai Bani, one time, is describing now the strength of those who lived in Eretz Yisrael. They enjoyed life, they were very strong and healthy. So one time Rabbi Abo was in the bathhouse, in the Bay Bani. And there were two of them who were assisting him as he was walking through, making his way through the Beis HaMerchatz. If Ches Bei Bane Mituse, and the bathhouse broke. It wasn't uncommon that this would happen. It broke and it fell. And what happened was Isrami Le Amudo. Rabbi Abo was able to hold on to a pillar so he wouldn't fall down into the heat, the fire that was beneath him. And Salak, he was able to climb up. Vasikne, with one hand, he was holding on to his two avadim, and the other hand, he was busy climbing the pillar, holding on to two avadim. So that was the strength of Rabbi Abo, those who come from Eretz Yisrael. In a similar ma'isa, Rabbi Yochanan Hava Kasalik Bedarg, he was once climbing upstairs, Hava Samchile Rav Ami Rav Asi, and he had two talmidim who were assisting him climbing up the stairs. Ifach Sedarga Tuse, and the stairs came crumbling beneath them, and Salak Vasikne, and Rabbi Yochanan was able to climb up the ladders anyways, or the stairs, holding on to both Rav Ami Rav Asi at the same time, one hand to climb and one hand to hold two talmidim. So Amrile Rabban said to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're so strong, why initially did you have to have two Tamidim trying to hold you up going through the stairs? You could hold them up. What was the need for that? And Amalu Rabbi Yochanan says, Imkeina, if I were to do this on my own without any assistance in general, Ma'aniach le'eth zikna, I'd use up all my strength from when I'm older. So apparently he found that if you don't use your strength when you're younger, that actually saves up the strength for when you're older. So he wanted to save as much strength as possible for a case like this, whereby he could climb up on his own with one hand and grab them with the other hand. So Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah again about the different Zmanim Ona. Hapoalim Shnayim B'Shabbos. A poel, a regular worker, the owner was Shnayim B'Shabbos, twice a week. So V'Hatanei, but doesn't the Braisa say Hapoalim Achas B'Shabbos, but the Braisa says otherwise, only once a week for a poel. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanina, Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction, Kan B'Osin Melacha B'Irin, Kan B'Osin Melacha B'Ir Achas. If they're working within their own city, so they're around much more often, so then twice a week would be the owner. But if they're traveling from another city, then the owner would only be once a week. So Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Hapoalim Shtaim B'Shabbos, twice a week. But Dvar Mamurin, when is it true? Only Be'osin Malacha Be'ir, if they're working within their city. Aval Be'osin Malacha Be'ir Acharis, if they're working elsewhere, then Achas B'Shabbos. So Gemara then quotes from the Mishnah, Chamarim Achas B'Shabbos as well, once a week for a Chamarim. So the Gemara asks the following. So Amar Le Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labayim. Ichbal Hatana, did the Tana go so far? Lashmina Natayel Poel? Meaning what the Mishnah had said, according to Beis Hillel, the person's Madir Isha Mitash Remita, then if it lasts for more than a week, he goes out. So why is that? Every other person listed in the Mishnah, the owner was more than once a week. It was once every 6 months, once every month. The only person this is going to affect is really the Tile, who's owner B'chol Yom, and the Poel, which is twice a week. But everybody else won't be affected by this, so they're making a whole Mesh Mishnah just to teach for two type of industry, but everybody else, it won't affect them once every 6 months, once a month, so that Madir won't affect them. So why are we teaching again just for a very small, a small percentage, a small population? And so Gemara answers, Amrle, lo, not true. This din of Amadir Isto Mitash Remita, although he says only Yotze Achas Shavua, it's referring to Akul in all the cases. How can it refer to all the cases? Asked the Gemara on top of Samach Bezim Abez. Vashisha Chadashim Kamar, didn't we say already in the Mishnah that for 6 months, a Safon, a sailor, at once every 6 months. So his mother, Isha Meshavua Echad, she's not used to Shavua Echad anyone. It's 6 months normally is the Ona. So Gemara says, Eino Doma Mishiesh La Pas Pasalo, Mishiesh La Pas Pasalo. No, it's different. Person knows he or she has the security of a husband, so that's a different story. But once there's a nether of asking Tash B'Shamita, so then everyone would be chlal that to know to go for a whole week, not knowing this pas basalo, that would actually require them to get divorced in all these situations, regardless of the amount of the ona. So three lines down in Amar Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Le Rabba by Rav Chanan Labayim. Chamar V'Nasa Gamal Mai. What if a donkey rider becomes a camel rider? What would the din be? Because a donkey rider, the owner is more frequent than that of a gama. A donkey rider, I think, is once a week, and a gama, I think, is once every 6 months. So look at Rashi to explain the question here. First, narrow line down. V'nasa gama mai. Chamar v'nasa gama mai. Nisei slo kishu chamar. They got married, and he was a chamar. Mal le'asos gamal shel brushus. Is he allowed to now change to a profession where the owner is much less frequent? Meharvacha adifalei. She'esas share. Would she prefer him to make more money, but not be around so much? Ona adifale, or she prefer the ona, more frequent ona, but less money. What would she prefer? And so the Gemara answers, Amarle Rabba bar Rav Chanan Labaye, Chamar, Vinasa Gamal, Mai, what's the din? So Amarle, Rote Isha Bakav, Vitiflis, Measar Kavan Ufrishis. She'd rather have less money, only a Kava Mazonos, and Tiflis to be more with her husband than to have a lot of money, Asar Kavan, and Precious. That's what she would prefer. So then the Gemara quotes, Hasapanim achas l'shisha chadashim, the sailors would be once every 6 months, is their ona, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Rav, brona Amar Rav, halacha Rabbi Eliezer, that's how he passed him. So Amar Rav, adha bar Abba, Amar Rav, zu, this whole Mishnah, at least regarding the Tamni Chachamim, that they're only allowed to leave for 1 month, without the rishus of their wife, that's only divrei Rabbi Eliezer. However, Abba Chachamim omrima, hatamidim yotzin l'talmud Torah, shtayim v'shalosh sharm shalob rishus. They're allowed to leave 2 or 3 years without the permission of their wife. That would be allowed. That says that's the understanding of Rav Adar Bar Abba. So Amar Rava says Samchu Rabbanon, the Tamni Chachamim rely on Rav Adar Bar Abba. They rely on him. However, that's incorrect. V'ovde uvda, when they do this, b'nafshayo, they actually get punished for doing so. They should not be relying on Rav Adar. They should not be leaving the house for 2 or 3 years. Kihod Rav Ruchuma havishchichich kame. Rav Ruchuma, he had a following mice that happened. He would learn often the Rav in front of Rava. And b'mechozen, the big city, and have a regular to have us in the besa komala yom di kippur. He would come on once a year. Erev Yom Kippur, he'd come home and that would be it. Yom Echada one day, Meshachta Shvaisa, he was learning very strong Erev Yom Kippur. He didn't make it home. Have a Mesachia de Veso, his wife was out looking to see her husband coming home. The once a year they get to see each other. Hasha Asa, Hasha Asa, he must be coming now. No, maybe now he's coming. Maybe now he's coming. Lo Asa, he never came. Chalash Jaita, she got very upset and distraught. Achas de Mesa Meina, and a drip of a tear came out of her eye. And Hava Yosiva Beigra, and at the time of Ruchumi, was sitting on the rooftop in the Beis Medrash because he never made it home. If Ches Igra Matusa, and the roof came crashing down, but Nach Nafsha, he died. So we see how dangerous it is to leave for more than 30 days without permission. So Ona Shotam Chacham Emas. So when is the Ona of a Tamil Chacham? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, the Ona of a Tamil Chacham. So it says the pasuk. How do we know? Asher pirio yitain biito. There's a set eight. There's a set time for ona. So Amar Rav Yehuda ve'isaim Rav Huna ve'isaim Rav Nachman. Zem shamish mitaso me'er Shabbos le'er Shabbos. When there's a set time le'er Shabbos, that's what it means. Asher pirio that peruvu is yitain biito is a set time every single week. So Gemara then says Yehuda brei to Rabbi Yechia. Yehuda, who was the son of Rabbi Yechia, chasne to Rabbi Yana, was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yana. Yehuda was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yana. Hava azil v'yaseh bebei Rav. So the son-in-law Yehuda would go learn the Beis Medrash. The chol beis shimshe every erev Shabbos. Hava azil beis, he'd come home on erev Shabbos to the house of Rabbi Yana, to his father-in-law's house. That's where his wife stayed. He went to his father-in-law's house, Rabbi Yana. V'chi hava azil, when he would come, hava chazik hame amuda denura. Rabbi Yana would notice that in front of Yehuda there'd always be like a pillar of fire that would preempt the coming of Yehuda, his son-in-law. Yom Echada, one day, Meshachta Shmaisa, Yehuda was learning for a long time Erev Shabbos in the Beis Medrash, and came into Lechazeh, and Rabbi Yana did not see that pillar of fire which normally accompanied or really preceded Yehuda's arrival. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-simina, he said, it must be a simin. There's a simin that there's no fire. Amalei Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yana says, Kafu mitaso, everybody should turn the beds over. It was a simin of Avelis. It must be that Yehuda died. So he didn't die, though. He thought he died because he didn't come. Il Mala Yehuda Kayim, because Yehuda had been alive, Lo Bitel Onaso, he wouldn't be Mavata Onaso. He was so machbid every single week of his life. So if he didn't come, and he's a very machbid as halacha, must be he died. And Hava Kishkaga Yishiyotu Milfei HaShalit, V'nach Dafshe. When a person says something, sometimes there's a certain power in the world that it created the reality, and he ended up dying because Rabbi Yana had said that. Rabbi Yasek Lebre, Rabbi was marrying off his son, Bei Rabbi Chia, to a daughter of Rabbi Chia. Kimate lemichtav ksuba, and they came to writing the ksuba. Nach nafshe di ravisa, the girl died, the daughter of Rabbi Chia died. So Amar Rabbi said he was trying to marry off his son to this daughter, but she had died. Chas v'shalom psula ika. Is there psul yichas in the marriage? Does Rabbi Chia have a psul within his yichas? Certainly not. Yasiv v'ayinu b'mishpichos. They started to investigate the different families, and Rabbi also mishvata ben Avital. Rabbi comes from the line. Meshavta was a wife of David, so Rabbi comes from Malchus, and Rabbi Chia also Mishimi Achi David, but Rabbi Chia came from a brother of David who did not have Malchus. He was a brother; he himself wasn't a Melech, and therefore it wasn't appropriate for a Ben Melech to marry one who was not a Bas Melech, and that's why she died. Nothing to do with Psul Yichus; it just wasn't the highest quality of Yichus of that where Rabbi came from. So Azir Rabbi went; he asked the Lebrei, he married his son off. Bei Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra to marry off to another girl, the daughter of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Paskele Tartin Sari Shinin, they made an agreement that Rabbi son will learn for 12 years, the Mezel, the Bei Rav. He'll go learn for 12 years in the Beis Medrash. And Achlefu Kameh, they brought, and he never met the girl yet, so they brought in front of him his new wife to be, his Arusasa. Amalei, the son of Rabbi, was very attracted to her, it seems, and says, you know what, let's make these 12 years now a Shishan. Let's make it 6 years only. I can't wait 12 years. Achlef of Kame, and she passed in front of him yet a second time. Abba, you know what? No, let's do this. Ichnes, let's get married first. Father, also, then I'll go to the Beis Medrash after we get married. So, have a kamachsif me'avua, and the son was a little bit embarrassed in front of his own Rebbe, his own father Rebbe, who was a big tzaddik, of course. He was very embarrassed in front of him, the fact that he wanted to get married right now. And Amrlu, his father said, Bini, my dear child, das konecha yeshbecha, you have the same thought process as Kadosh Baruch Hu. How so? Meikar, initially, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ksivit says, Tive'emo v'sit'emo, they want to come to Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll build the base of Mikdash afterwards. V'asof, Ksivit, at the end, he says, you know what, aslu mikdash, v'shechanti v'zochem, no, let's first build a Mishkan here in the Midbar, and then I'll sit inside first. So you as well, you first wanted to learn to get married. They say, you know what, let's get married first, build a house, and then I'll go learn the base Mish. So then Azil, so the son of Rebbe went, And after he married her, the daughter of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Yosef Tarti Sari Shnai Bebe Rav. He learned for 12 years in the Beis Medrash. The Asa, until he came home, Yakri Deveso. His wife at that point became an Akara. It was so long, so many years, she was an Akara. She wasn't able to have children. She was barren. Amar Rebbe Heichanav. Rebbe says, what should I do now? The father Rebbe said, what should I do? Nigushay, if they should get divorced, my son should divorce the daughter. Yomer, they're going to say, Ani Azul Shava Shimra. So for nothing, this woman, she waited for her husband for the Beis Medrash, and now he comes home and she gets divorced? That's not a very nice thing. And then say, it's Achris, if I tell him to get married to another woman, so she have two wives. People are going to say, Yomru, Zuisho, Vizu, Zonasa. There's the wife to have children, there's the wife for Zunus. So that would be a terrible thing as well. So, Bari Le Rachmi, Rebbe Davin, Vitzes, and his daughter in law got healed, and she was able to have children. Rebbe Chanina, Chanani rather, Ben Chachinai, have a Kaziel Lebe Rav, Bishula Hidula. So after the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, after the marriage of Rabbi Shimon, Mechanina went to learn the Beis Medrash. And Amrle, Rabbi Shimon says, Yaakiv li'ad da'asabadeh, could you please wait for me? I want to go with you, but wait until my Shabbat brachos are over, and then we'll go together. But he didn't wait for Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Chanani went on his own. Azil, he went to the Beis Medrash. Yosef Tresar Shani Bebeirav, he went to learn the Beis Medrash for 12 years. When he came back home, Ishtanu Shvile Demasa, he forgot all the different paths. He didn't know how to get around his own neighborhood where he was living. He didn't know the streets. He didn't know how to get home. He was lost in his own hometown for 12 years. He was away. Below Yadda, he didn't know the Meitel Beis. He couldn't get home. Also, he went to Yosef Aguda Denhara. He went to sit by the riverbanks. And Shama Lahi Rivasa, he heard a certain girl saying, Hava Karule, calling another girl, Bas Chachinai, the daughter of Chachinai. And this is Rabbi Hanania ben Chachinai. So he says, Mali Kulte Vital Nezel, go fill up a pitcher and bring it over here. So Amr, Rabbi Hanania ben Chachinai said, Shmamina must be, Hai Rivas Hadidam, this must be my daughter. He didn't recognize his own daughter, but he heard her being called the daughter of Chachinai. Azabasa, he went after and have a Yosef Deveso, and his wife, he went home, and his wife was sitting outside the house. Kanali Kamcha, she was busy, I don't know, dealing with flour and bread maybe. Dal'ena, she lifts her eyes up, and Chazisa, she sees her husband from 12 years, hasn't seen him. Sabalibe, she got very excited, and she her heart skipped, and Parach Ruchan, she ended up dying. Amar Lefanav, Rabbi Chanina said, Ribona Sholom, Aniya Zu, Zu Schara, this poor woman, this is her schar for waiting, letting me live for 12 years, and she dies on the spot. Bay Rachmela, she davened, v'chai, and she came back to life. So one more story, and we'll stop here. Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa, also Yosef Chase Hashani Bebe Mejasha. Rabbi Chama learned for 12 years in the Beis Medrash. Kiyasa, when he came back, Amar, they said to him, Lo Avid Kida Avid Ben Chachinai. Don't do what Ben Chachinai did, because he scared his wife and caused her to die. You should ease into her to let her know you're here first, not to scare her. So Ayil Yosef Bimajasha, he went to learn in the local Beis Medrash first. And Shalach Levesa, he sent a note to his wife at home, Asur Rabbi Yoshai Bray, why he's in Beis Medrash, he sent a message that I'm coming. Now, when he's sitting in the Beis Medrash, also Rabbi Oshaya Bred, the son of Rabbi Chama, came. His name is Rabbi Oshaya. Now, Rabbi Chama didn't recognize his own son. He didn't know this was his son, Rabbi Oshaya. So, also Rabbi Oshaya Bred, Yosef Kame, and Rabbi Oshaya was sitting in front of Rabbi Chama, his father, but not knowing that they're father and son. And Hava Kamashil Le Shmaisa. And Rabbi Oshaya was asking all these questions to his father, Rabbi Chama, not knowing again that they're father and son. Chazad the Kamishad de Shmaisa. And he saw, Rabbi Chama saw how sharp this young boy was. He was so impressed. Chal Jaita, he got very upset. Why did Rabbi Chama get upset? He says, Amar, Ihava Hocha, had I stayed here in the Beis Medrash in this Loga city, Havali Zare Kihai, I'd have a child like this as well, who is this sharp. I wish I had a child this sharp, but he didn't know this was his own son. So Alavesa, he went home, Alabrei, and then after Rabbi Chama came home to see his wife, which was allowed to because he had sent a message, he's coming, so she didn't get startled. And then afterwards, Albrei, his son came in, Rabbi Oshaya, but not knowing this was his son. And when Rabbi Chama saw Rabbi Oshaya walk in, come, he stood in front of him because such a young Kamal Chachim. Hu Savar, the Mishal Shmaisa Kabai, and he wanted to ask a question to the Beis Medrash. Amalei Devesa, his wife said to him, Mi'ika Abba, the Kamal Bra, is there a father who stands in front of the son? And then he realized that this was his own son who was talking to him and learning the Beis Medrash. So Karyala, they referred to Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Bar Chama, Hachot HaMashulosh, Lebemheir Yinosek. If you have a three-tied string, it's not going to snap. Zeira Boshaya, Benosha Michama, Barbisa. They had a nice door of three generations of Chachamim, that's why it's staying strong. In other words, it sounds like it's saying, even though he wasn't there to teach his son, but they had a certain Zechus in the Yichus to keep them very strong in their learning. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mirtah Hashem, I guess we'll continue together. Next week at some point, I guess.